Saturday, May 24th, noon, in my backyard. Today was Daisy's first doggy obedience session with Brandon, and I could hardly wait. Since he volunteers several times a week at Fuzzy Friends, he's an excellent dog trainer. I had no doubt that very soon Daisy was going to be the best trained dog in the entire city. I was even thinking about entering her in one of those super fancy dog shows, you know, where snobby people prance around with their snobby dogs in front of a snobby judge and the winner gets a big trophy. In a few months, that could be us! Squee! And Brandon will be there with Daisy and me to capture it all. Daisy and I sat in the backyard and listened carefully as Brandon enthusiastically explained her first lesson. Today, we're going to teach Daisy to walk on a leash. First, Brandon attached the leash to Daisy's collar. Then, to get her to walk, he offered her a doggy treat from a few feet away. My job was to walk slowly around the yard with Daisy on the leash as she followed Brandon and his treats. If Daisy calmly followed him, he praised her and rewarded her with more treats. However, if she got distracted or started pulling on the leash, I'd stand firmly in place until she stopped misbehaving. Daisy caught on really fast, and soon she was walking around the backyard on her leash like a pro. Until she got bored and decided it would be more fun to hang out with a squirrel. My silly dog chased that squirrel around and around in circles until Brandon and I found ourselves a little, tangled up. "Bad dog, Daisy, bad dog," I yelled. "No, Daisy, no," Brandon said, reprimanding her sternly. But she just sat there, staring at us all innocent-like with her big brown puppy dog eyes, pretending she didn't have the slightest idea how we'd gotten all tied up like that. OMG! It was so embarrassing! And exciting! And fun! And kind of romantic! We couldn't help but laugh at how ridiculous we looked as we tried to untangle ourselves from Daisy's leash. In spite of the squirrel fiasco, we both agreed that Daisy is a smart dog and had successfully learned to walk on a leash. At our next session, Brandon will be teaching Daisy the sit and stay commands. I just hope it will be as fun and romantic, interesting and educational as today's lesson was. Scooby! Saturday, 3 p.m. in my bedroom. After Brandon left, I decided to finish up my history homework. I was in my bedroom when someone knocked on my door. I assumed it was Brianna. "No, Brianna, you can't play the Princess Sugar Plum video game on my cell phone," I yelled. "I'm doing my homework." My dad opened the door and stuck his head in.
"Nikki, it's me. I need to be on the social medium," he announced. "Can you help me?"
"The social medium? Dad, what are you talking about?" I asked.
"You know, the InstaChat, the Snapgram, the FaceFriends, and Tweetering. I want it all for my business. Maxwell's Bug Extermination," he said, sitting down on my bed, uninvited. "But Nikki, I can't seem to find any of those sites on the interweb."
"Dad, I think you mean the internet." "My dad wants help with the interweb?" My mom is on Facebook, keeping up with her high school friends and embarrassing me by posting unauthorized photos. But my dad? He still listens to baseball games on an old-school, battery-operated boombox.
I need to be on the interweb. Internet to get more business, he explained. I want to sign up for all those popular sites like Bookface and Instagramma. I need to be connected and keep my finger on the pulse of the youth.
The way my dad had murdered the names of all those social media sites, I doubted there was a pulse. No wonder he couldn't find them online. I set my history homework aside and grabbed his computer. He watched as I Googled popular media sites and then clicked on a link to a website. Within seconds, a list appeared with links to all the popular sites he had mangled. There you go, Dad, I said, handing his computer back to him.
Thanks, Nikki, he beamed. I really appreciate your help. As a matter of fact, I'd like you to have these.
He took out his wallet and handed me what I thought at first were dollar bills. Only it wasn't money, it was gift cards. 4 Big Bucks gift cards to Queasy Cheesy Pizza Parlor, to be exact. Good for 1 free pizza and large soda on Saturdays 1 to 3 p.m. Thanks, Dad, I smiled. I had a hunch he might have gotten the gift cards from the owner after exterminating the place. But since I might actually be eating there, I didn't want to know the dirty details. I guess I could always sell the gift cards on the interweb for some cold cash. Right, Dad?